This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Sir Sidney McSprocket's Great British Minds.
Oh, hello, Sir Sidney McSprocket here. Now, modesty aside, I consider myself a rather good inventor. But Britain has produced some truly great minds. Inventors, designers and engineers, all creating amazing new things and solving all sorts of problems. Oh, it's enough to make you quite proud. Oh, now, where was I? Oh yes, I'd like to introduce you to a few of these great British minds, if I may. And I would like to start with some of the inventors behind something I know you wouldn't like to do without. Computers and the World Wide Web. In fact, I myself invented a computer, the stupendous stipendary compendium. You try saying that with a tea cake in your mouth, crumbs everywhere. You might think computers are a relatively recent invention, but let me take you back to England 1822 and a fine gentleman called Charles Babbage. Babbage is recognised for coming up with the very first computational machine, a way of creating mathematical tables without having to use a pen and paper. Well, this was a great solution because it meant mistakes were fewer. If we all got the same answer when we worked things out for ourselves by hand, no one would ever have failed a maths test. He was helped by another mathematician, a lady called Ada Lovelace, or to give her her full name, Augusta Ada King, Countess of Lovelace, a very grand name for a very great mind. She wrote the first algorithm for Babbage's machine, and so she's said to be the very first computer programmer. Now, of course, today, computers are in everything from TVs to toasters. And computing really accelerated in popularity with the dawn of the internet. Can you imagine a world without the internet? Oh, it's a terrifying thought, I'll agree. Oh, especially for you youngsters with your consoles and mobile phones. So, who do we have to thank? Well, the internet would be nothing without the World Wide Web. The trillions of web pages we can all access with a click of a button and easily click between wherever our imaginations take us. So, let's go back to the 1980s to meet our next great British mind, the father of the World Wide Web, Tim Berners-Lee. Berners-Lee worked at a busy research lab in Switzerland around 40 years ago. There were so many people working there with so many projects, and computers were constantly having to update their information one by one. Oh, this took a lot of time. Berners-Lee, however, came up with a solution. His breakthrough was to develop something called hypertext, which meant documents on different computers could communicate. He went on to join his hypertext system with Internet Protocol. This was a way for people to move seamlessly between links in documents held in different computers. He even created the first internet browser. And one of the things that makes Tim Berners-Lee truly great is that he declined to patent his invention or to require royalties, believing the World Wide Web should be freely available. Oh, wasn't that nice? And here's an interesting thing. Babbage and Berners-Lee had something in common. They were interested in solving problems. If you're interested in solving problems, maybe you could be a great mind too. Oh dear, it looks like my Alsatian vibration station's malfunctioned. I'll have to go for now, but do come back soon, won't you? Toodaloo for now.
Sir Sidney McSprocket's Great British Minds. With support from the Royal Commission 1851. Find out more at funkidslive.com/McSprocket.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.